Good morning. It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, lots of stuff going on along with this. And I know some smaller entities, started with some small local distilleries and then some microbrewers that were changing over their operations since they're dealing with alcohol. They were making some hand sanitizer to help out. Well, it's nice to see that a big corporation got involved in the same thing. And here to talk more about that and some other things happening, Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So it's probably not a good idea just to dump Budweiser on your hands. That's probably not going to work.
No, I don't think it's high enough alcohol content.
not at all. Everclear, perhaps. But yeah. So let's start with Anheuser-Busch. And I know when I initially read about it, it was just going to be one plant in New York that was going to change over to do the hand sanitizer. Is that correct?
Correct. And now they're doing it, I believe, in a couple different breweries, and as well as Anheuser-Busch owns Cutwater Spirits in San Diego. So they've turned over that distillery as well to help produce hand sanitizer. So you're seeing that, like you mentioned, several craft distillers, microbrewers, craft brewers are really doing this. But Anheuser-Busch has partnered with the American Red Cross and is going to start producing hand sanitizer on a large scale. That will be, the Red Cross will help facilitate where that goes to ensure that it's going to the right places, the frontline workers, healthcare facilities, and then they'll leverage their distribution networks or companies like G&M to also help get it out into the community as determined by the Red Cross.
And that really makes sense for a company that big and the reach they have to help more people even.
Absolutely. They're going to really try to do this countrywide. Obviously, they've got to retool some of the plants a little bit to get this going, but they're trying to get it going as fast as possible and get it out there, and then they'll start going right away. And that's just one of the things they're doing with the American Red Cross right now.
What is their time frame? Because, one, I would assume it takes a while to convert whatever machinery you have to convert to do this.
They've started producing it in San Diego already, and the other breweries, I think, are coming online within the next week. So they've been working around the clock to make sure that this can take place and they can start getting it out there.
That is a pretty quick turnaround.
It is.
For everything that has to probably be done.
Absolutely.
So what would, as far as G&M Distributors, what would your role be? Would you get shipments and then you would work with the local Red Cross?
Yeah, so they're going to work on a national level and then kind of cascade down through the Red Cross level. So if they said that, Western Illinois Red Cross said, hey, we have a really big need for hand sanitizer, then they'll, working with Anheuser-Busch, they'll ship the product to us with our deliveries, and then we will get it out and distribute it to where the Red Cross directs us. So it's not something that we're just going to be out giving away or selling or anything like that. We are trying to work with some local distillers, some craft distillers we represent in northern Illinois if there is a need in the community for hand sanitizer here.
I'm assuming they probably already have a logo and everything.
They do, yeah. They've got a small, small logo right now and they're going to, the size will depend too. There's some of the places, they may do big jugs for healthcare facilities, and others will just be the small bottles too that they can hand out to frontline workers.
Tyler's always been a fan of big jugs of hand sanitizer.
You caught me off guard there, Tom.
I figured I would. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. I don't know where that came from. It's Friday,
That's right. You haven't had a drop to drink.
I know. Yet. So what's some of the other things? It's really interesting because, part of it, I guess in this case, it would be more of a trickle-up effect that it's affecting – the sale of alcohol affecting obviously restaurants. Here in Galesburg is the exception where you can get package carry out, but the bars are closed down. Yeah, you can get package carry out at the liquor stores and grocery stores, whatever. So it's affecting those individual businesses. It's affecting a business like yours, and I guess
absolutely.
That kind of trickles up to the big company.
It does. No, absolutely. It's affecting bars, and restaurants represent to G&M about a third of our business. And to, in a major city, it's much more close to 50-50. And so this has a very material effect on all brewers, distillers, and really anyone that deals with bars and restaurants. It's a huge effect. We aren't taking it as hard as our bars and restaurant customers, which is a really difficult situation for them right now. But we're still feeling the effects of it, and it affects our work staff and our teams as well.
Well, that's why it's nice to see the big corporations step up and help. But what are some of the other things that they're maybe doing in this situation?
Obviously, Anheuser-Busch spends a ton of money, millions of dollars every year on sports marketing. And our sports world, unfortunately, has changed for the short term. And so one of the other things they're doing is they've immediately diverted about $5 million in sports marketing to redirect it to the American Red Cross for media. So the Red Cross can buy media to encourage people to donate blood, because there is a big need for our country right now as far as blood drives go. And then they're also using that money to help stadiums and arenas temporarily be retooled for blood drives. And then additionally, Anheuser-Busch tour centers are going to be converted to blood drive centers. So when you'd normally go for the brewery experience in St. Louis, that is going to go away temporarily and will become a blood drive center.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there's something we have to look forward to if we get back to St. Louis. We'll
go. Yeah, so when you go for opening day, you're not going to be able to have a beer. You're going to have to give blood.
You don't get your samples until after.
It's a different kind of free
sample. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, you're giving the free sample. Yeah. The way it's going to work. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Okay, how about on your part, G&M itself? Obviously, like as you said, it is affecting you guys as well as a small business. What are there things you're doing to help your employees and and what can you do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now our goal is to meet payroll and to keep our team fully employed, and that's what we are striving and working on. Actively monitoring the programs that are being put out by the Congress and the Senate. Some of those, will affect companies like G&M. They'll help the small bars and restaurants in our community and other businesses that aren't necessarily tied to hospitality that are just, we're all feeling effects of this. So really doing that, because as things continue to slow, it gets harder and harder to find things for people to do. So our goal is to keep everyone employed, keep the company on track, and that's what we're really working toward.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is that a lot of people are jumping the gun. There are things that are scheduled out, fairs, festivals, different types of events that you guys would be involved
in.
And some people are already talking about canceling. It's like, man, this is not the time, because it's all going to come back. And if you're going to do anything, think about postponing.
Yeah,
Don't think about canceling.
I would hope that a lot of the summer events and festivals and fairs and things like that do consider just holding till things hopefully get under control. We don't know how this is going to transpire over the next, 2 to 6 weeks or beyond. And if things get where we need to look at that, I think that we should. But right now, I think it's just we all want something to do and something to look forward to. And those summer festivals, whether it's a Taste of Galesburg or, just different events in the community, those are great rallying points for our community. So I really, truly hope that by summertime, we're back to somewhat of a state of normal.
Well, I understand if you're on the board of any such event, it's like, man, it's going to be a pain to reschedule. Well, in that case, welcome to the club, because that's what everybody's doing, everywhere from professional sports to concerts, concerts promoters, those artists, whatever. I mean, it's all. So it's like, don't just cancel.
Right. No, and I hope our events, take a hard look at that. And then if it does become necessary, they make the safest decision for attendees. But hopefully by summer, we're in a better state and we have things to look forward to, and the sun will be shining. It'll be warm.
Speaking of summer, I know there's always some products that you got out, and the weather's getting 72 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not going to be like summer. It's going to be rainy, but at least it's warming up. So I see sitting behind me Bud Light Lemonade.
Taste of summer here.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of Bud Light brewed with lemon peels as a great, fresh, bright flavor, ready for summertime. I just got into stores, so it's a fun summer product. Or if you're just sitting at home right now and you just need something, and have one of these, close your eyes and pretend you're sitting by a pool or on a beach or at a lake or on your boat.
Put the fan on your face, have some background noise of the waves from the
ocean,
turn the heat up. what's interesting, you mentioned that it's brewed with the lemon peel in it. It was interesting when I did the brewery tour last year, and they were in one of the areas, I think they were doing the Bud Light Orange, and they were talking about using the orange peels and everything. I don't know if people realize how much flavor, that's where so much of the flavor comes from, the oils in the peel.
It's all natural that way. There's no artificial flavors in there, artificial chemicals, just complete. The ingredients are right on the package. It's calories right on the package, and it's just a really crisp, nice, light beer.
Anything else that's new for spring or summer, or if there is, is AB maybe holding off at this point?
We're holding off on just a little bit. Most of the stuff is still full speed ahead, whether it's from Anheuser-Busch, one of our other craft brewer partners. Some of the wine and spirits companies have some new summer stuff coming. So we've got a whole host of things that are en route. So hopefully we can get it out there and keep pushing it.
Well, it seems like the seltzers aren't going to be going anywhere.
No, seltzers continue to grow.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. No matter what brand you like, they're going to be out there in full force. Some of the craft brewers are starting to make them as well. So just a ton of different opportunities to buy seltzer, whether it's made by a brewer, a distiller, or whatever.
What's the difference between the seltzer and a beer, or what is it comparable to?
A seltzer is more just like sparkling water with alcohol, okay. But it is some of them are made with malt, some are made with vodka, some are made with some neutral grain spirits. It just depends on the brand.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, we'll get you back in to talk Absolutely. More about that when we get some more warm weather coming our way. Yeah. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, with us here this morning. One of the other things I wanted to talk about this morning, and this obviously your late father Guy was very involved in the community, as are you. And of course, after his passing, you guys started the foundation. You're involved with the Galesburg Community Foundation, and right now, I think you guys are doing something great with the Galesburg Community Foundation, the Rapid Response, where you're going to be helping out local businesses.
Yeah,
that are suffering. Kind of talk about
sure,
this.
Sure, sure. So this was an idea by the Galesburg Community Foundation. I just absolutely applaud them for their constant leadership in our community and their philanthropic efforts. And so we got a call, our foundation board did, from the Galesburg Community Foundation. And in partnership with the Toomey Foundation, the McLean Family Endowment Fund, the Warren County United Way, and the Knox County United Way, all of us have come together. And we're obviously inviting the community, too, to come together with us to establish a rapid response fund. And this is designed – 100% of this money will stay in Knox and Warren counties to really help people through this crisis. And it's a great way to give. You know, the money will be well managed. And what this will do is simply help local nonprofits that are dealing with COVID-19 can apply for funds through the Galesburg Community Foundation. They've got all the information on their website, and they'll administer the grant, and it'll really be, tied in with public health and safety efforts and all sorts of frontline services. So I'm really excited to support them with this, and it's just a great way of showing our community pulling together to help those. And it's a time when people are going to need more help than ever before.
Yeah, because one, the not-for-profits need help, and they are going to get more requests from individuals for help with all this going on. And we were talking off there a little bit about, there are certain businesses, it's going to be really hard to recover. A bar in particular that is totally shut down, and there's no income, or any other type of business where you've had to totally shut down, and obviously for their employees, yeah, they can go on unemployment, and there are some things available for the owners, but it's an incredibly tough time.
Well, and I think we also during this time we've got a lot of healthcare workers out there that are struggling to find daycare for their children, and we need those people working at OSF St. Mary Medical Center or Galesburg Cottage Hospital or Holy Family in Monmouth. And so it's critical that we help them find daycare, because we don't know when one of us may be affected by this or our family members. And so that's one of the great things about the Rapid Response Fund. It's going to look at things like that, or even just helping out through the Knox County and Warren County United Ways. And those two organizations, can't say enough good about them. They have truly stepped up and helped the need in our community. They always do, but they just sprang right into action.
I guess it wouldn't be a good thing. You're laying there in your hospital bed. Hello? Hello? Anyone? I mean, that would not be a good thing.
No, that would be a bad thing.
And like you said, on top of it, there's a nursing shortage anyway.
Absolutely.
And then you add this, and if they're not able to find childcare because their child is normally in school.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like, again, trickle down, trickle up. It's going. It's which way, every way. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Anything else in particular with a rapid response? And again, go to the Galesburg Community Foundation's website.
Yeah, so the Galesburg Community Foundation's website, which is yourgcf.org/rapid-response, will give you all the information on this if you're a not-for-profit organization to start to find out more about it. And like I said, it's really out there for our community. I believe as of this week, it's just over $140,000 if you want to donate. And there is, I think the one thing that's important is, yes, there are some foundations and families that have come together for this, but this is really designed for the whole community to be able to give to, whether it's $25 or whether it's, thousands of dollars. Anything is welcome to help the community. A lot of times people love to volunteer their time to help, and right now some people are afraid, unfortunately, to volunteer. So if you've got a little bit of extra money, it's a great way to impact our community. And the Galesburg Community Foundation, on their website, you can make a gift right online. Or you can call their number and they will be happy to help facilitate that.
What I think right now, a lot of people's like, what can I do to help? I can't go see people, talk to them.
Right.
Well, here you go. Here's a perfect opportunity to get on your computer or your phone and go there and make your donation. Exactly. That's a great way to help.
Exactly.
Some really good things going on in the community during a really, really tough time. Anything else with G&M going on that we need to know about up maybe?
I would like to do is just really thank, our team and all the frontline workers. You know, the healthcare workers, first responders, they're getting a ton of attention and they should. They're working so hard. But there's a lot of people that are making sure grocery stores are filled right now. I mean, I've never seen the teams in our local grocery stores and retail stores work so hard. And they've really done an excellent job of keeping shelves full, trying to get products. They've sourced products from all over the place. I mean, we've helped them source some stuff as well from some of our retailers. And so it's really, really great to see them pull together for the communities they serve. And then just all the other, the FedEx, UPS people that are also out there working hard. And, really just want to encourage people at this time to support local businesses. I know it's super, super easy to go online and order from a big retailer that's not based in Illinois or our community. And that often seems like the easy thing to do. But a lot of these retailers locally are working hard so you can drive up and pick up your groceries, or you can order online from them or call that local shop that you used to like to shop in, because several of them can make deliveries and do things. So really, our local communities, our local businesses are the fabric of Galesburg and in Knox and Warren counties. And this is the time that we all need to step up and support them. You know, if you were going to cook at home tonight, call a local restaurant and pick it up tonight or tomorrow, because these businesses need your help more than ever. And, I hope when this crisis gets over that these businesses can all reopen. But the only way that's going to be able to happen is if we all step up as a community and support them.
You know, I'm somebody who eats out probably more than I should anyway. But I was telling Tyler earlier that, over the last week and a half, I'm pretty sure I've eaten out more combined than I have the rest of the year.
Yeah,
and that's, that's a big
great
part of this.
Yeah,
like, I want to support them as like, hey, it's a great
deal. Yeah, the frontline workers really, really need it. And, if you're a business owner in town and you're still able to operate, buy your team lunch today. That's one of the things we're going to do on Friday. Today is we're buying the entire company lunch. And if they're not in our building working, we're getting a gift card to a local restaurant.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. I wanted to mention, you talked about, the shortages and the workers at the grocery stores and whatnot trying to keep the stock. And I had read somewhere that this whole toilet paper shortage rumor came from some guys messing around in Australia.
Really?
And my thought is like, why couldn't they have said like Bud Light?
Exactly.
Maybe we should start that one. It's like, it's flying off the shelves. Your guys are going to be working overtime.
That's right. Yeah, the toilet paper thing and the water thing, I struggle to understand. But if it makes people feel more comfortable, then that's fine.
There are other products that can make them feel more comfortable.
I agree.
The same. Bud Light Lemonade. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Adam, thanks so much
for taking
some time with us here this morning. Really appreciate it.
No
we'll
problem.
Check in with you again
Sounds
soon.
Sounds great.
Getting a job can be difficult if you have a conviction on your record. Restorative Justice gives area youth the chance to own up to their mistake and